USA Radio News.
Republican Representative Ron DeSantis announced he is resigning from his Congress seat to focus on his race for Florida governor, his campaign confirmed earlier today. DeSantis sent Speaker of the House Paul Ryan a letter and said he would be resigning immediately and that it would be inappropriate for him to collect a salary from the House because he plans on missing a majority of the chamber's remaining days in session. Hurricane Florence is likely to hit the eastern part of the United States later this week. WeatherBell's Joe Bastardi on what you can expect if you live in North Carolina and South Carolina.
A storm comparable in intensity at landfall to Hugo and Hazel. Those are the benchmark storms in the Carolina coastline. Strong Category 4 hurricanes. But the difference with this is it's not going to move fast. It's going to go inland, sit over the southern Appalachians, and lead to 3 to 4 feet of rain in parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, perhaps even into Southwest Virginia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.